And now I'm joined by my Scala guest for this week, Andy Armstrong. Andy, thanks so much for coming in.
Great to be here, Lisa, and I didn't get wet coming in.
That is a feat.
Love it.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a shock to the system, I think. Everyone in Adelaide's
We could do some farmer talk for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We need the bloody rain.
We need the rain.
The back paddock's bone dry.
Yeah, that's it. Marge, the rains are here. Yeah, it's been a bit of that. But no, look, we'll get over it. I think I've got friends who live in England, and they're just constantly annoyed with me when I complain that it drops to 14 degrees, and they're like, that's a mild, lovely summer day. But look,
I cover both bases because I was born in England.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm a sort of a quasi pom.
Yeah, you got the nostalgia.
I wouldn't go back, I can tell you.
Yeah, no, we've.
I've got
we've
such
kept
fond
you
memories
here.
Of England, you know, Lisa. If I could just take a second to tell you,
yeah, no,
I was two when I left.
It's all there.
Oh, totally.
Right back. Totally. You remember every day, yeah, every single day.
Bloody nappies, you can have them.
Yeah. But thanks for coming in this morning. You're here. We'll be chatting about the upcoming Festival of Original Music. It seems like, you know, only yesterday I was talking about last year's, but another year rolls on. It's a great initiative from Scala. But before we talk about those upcoming events, wanted to know a bit more about you and your mm-hmm. background as a musician. How did you start? You've come in with a guitar. When mm-hmm. did you first pick up the guitar and say, let's give this a go?
I got a guitar at 16, and I was telling someone this the other day. Back in my day, mm-hmm. I'm an old fart, back in my day, if your parents didn't let you do something, you didn't. So from the age of 10 to 16, I wanted a guitar.
Mm.
And it took me 6 years to finally get my parents to say, yes, we'll get you a guitar. And I just persisted every 3 months, why can't I? Why can't I? And eventually Mum said, you're just pining away for it.
Mm.
They thought I'd get a guitar and all my schoolwork would just go and I wouldn't be academic like the rest of the family.
Mm.
And you know what happened? I bought a guitar.
Yes.
And all my schoolwork went and I wasn't academic like the rest of the family.
So well, they just knew.
But it was what I was born to do, I believe. Mm. I'd love singing. From the day I got a guitar, but the thing that got me going was you need an impetus.
Mm.
And I was rock and roll. Give me electric guitar, make as much noise as I could. I was about 12, I reckon, and I was watching black and white television and Peter, Paul and Mary came on. And in that absolute instant, acoustic guitars, which is what I'm playing now.
Mm.
But all of a sudden, you see, that is what I want to do.
Mm.
And it doesn't just apply in music, in anything at all.
Yeah.
Now, a kid might see someone kicking a football or being an actor. Like they might see, you might go and see a musical, say, called Abbott the Musical.
Yeah.
You'd see a girl playing the part of Julie Bishop, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you'd say, that is what I want to play Julie Bishop. I want to vote Liberal. That's what I want to do in life. You see?
There you go.
It's just like that.
Yep, just all that inspiration, all that inspiration there.
I'm talking to someone great here. Lisa actually was Julie Bishop.
I was.
Who's
I
one
was.
Of my heroines, actually. I like Julie Bishop.
Yeah, well,
she's tiny, apparently.
Yeah. Quite well. That's probably why I was cast. No, because I.
Listeners, that is not correct.
But no, she's.
Lisa is 6'1".
Oh, yeah.
Grossly overweight, so don't you believe any of this.
No. That's it. It was a transformation for the role.
So but, that's basically my musical background. I got into folk singing. Used to play at the coffee lounges.
Mm.
Then got into doing jingles for radio and TV.
Mm.
Then at the age of 44, decided I want to do children's music.
Yeah,
I'd written 4 songs for my kids, loved it so much. So for the next 10 years, I did kids' music.
Mm.
And now I just do what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, often musicians talk about the importance of having to connect with who they're playing their music for, and it's not just an introspective exercise. It's a matter of, you know, connecting with people. And so people talk about, I mean, working with children, it's, you know, next level as well. How did you find interacting with those via music?
I was rapt to write the songs.
Yeah.
That's really all I wanted to do.
Mm.
But you've got to perform them as well.
Mm.
And I'm a reluctant performer even now, but for kids I just had this strange rapport.
Mm.
I guess I was a pretty good father. We had a lot of fun. But with the kids, I just found a whole new direction, and I enjoyed the live stuff as much as the writing, if not more.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're writing, do you find that there are particular themes or messages that you're drawn to? And were you always interested? Well, it sounds like you were always interested in creating your own music and not just playing others' music as well. It was always about, you know, expressing yourself as well.
Well, for kids, I learned from the producer of our show, The Book Place, the most important thing you can do, Andy, is stretch the kids.
Mm.
Not give them Ba Ba Black Sheep 5 days a week.
Yep.
Stretch them. Be age appropriate, but give them thoughts that make them think, explore other areas.
Mm.
And he encouraged me to do that. So in every song I did, I tried to sort of enrich their lives a little bit. Sounds very pretentious,
important. Yeah, it's an acknowledgement of how important it is to,
I've got to tell you this. I had a thing on Facebook, it was about 6 weeks ago now. Is this the Andy Armstrong that used to record children's music? And this was a girl from England.
Wow.
She said, we had your cassette, Whales and Tales.
Mm.
We played it, flogged it. The whole family, mum and dad, the two children knew it word for word.
Mm.
If you're that Andy Armstrong, could you please send us, or can I buy a CD for you?
Wow.
Now, that is from 30 years ago.
Mm.
And the thrill to know you've touched someone's life like that. I've since sent it to her. She's in Australia at the moment. Said the family's received the CD. And I've got to tell you where she lives, because she sent me her address.
Yeah.
It is the East House, Nowhere Lane, Nailsworth in Somerset.
Wow.
And I wrote and said, this is a joke. Nowhere Lane, she said, that's the name of the street.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that brilliant? Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a nice song title as well. Nowhere Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you've brought in your guitar. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in playing a song for us? Yes.
I've got two songs I want to play.
Yes.
This is one that I submitted to Scala, the Festival of Original Music Competition 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very simple song. But I wanted to play this to show, and I'm trying to encourage everyone who's listening out there to enter or talk to someone they know about it. I'll give you the details later on.
Mm.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
You're in it to participate, not to win.
Yeah.
There's people there that will help you. So here we go. This is called Shazam Kabam.
Great. Take it away.
I don't believe in magic, but you do it all the time. That's some trick you've perfected, and it's messing with my mind. Shazam kabam, I'm yours. I'm your rabbit in the hat. Shazam kabam, you said, and I can't fight that. You could take your show to Vegas. It would run for years in France. You'd top the bill in London if you ever took the chance. Shazam kabam, I'm yours. I'm your rabbit in the hat. Shazam kabam, you said, and I can't fight that. I caught myself admiring the sparkle in your eye. You turned your face towards me, and I felt the magic fly. Shazam kabam, I'm yours. I'm your rabbit in the hat. Shazam kabam, you said, and I can't fight that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, sweet little song.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as you said, yeah, a simple song, but you know, simple and.
I like it.
I really like it too.
You fall in love instantly, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's just, you got me.
Yeah.
Shazam, that's it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of power in that statement as well. You know, simple statements can, you know, still hold a lot of significance, yeah. And
I actually recorded that, on the live heats.
Mm.
So you go to the Wheatsheaf Hotel.
Yep.
Over 4 weeks, and 12, 13 people sing their song each night. There's got two very good judges. And on the night, I decided that song needs an extra instrument. So I got Alona Weir, who's a beautiful traditional harp player, to bring in her full-size harp. And I just knew, sorry, guys, this harp is going to sell this song.
I play this card. Yeah.
You betcha. Alona, I want to win. Can you play harp for me?
Yes. That's beautiful. Secret weapon. Yeah. When Alona rocks up, everyone else goes, oh, well, no, all right. All we bow out. And you didn't mention that that song actually won a live award for the 2016 festival. And so, of course, coming up is another festival of original music. For you, what has your involvement been with Scala, and what have been the benefits that you've seen from this organisation?
I've been in Scala for 15 years. How it's helped me is, first of all, friendship. Everyone is of a like mind. They're giving of their time. It encourages you. If you need help in contractual things, they can put you onto the right people. If someone was really keen about songwriting, I'm sure someone would say, I, for example, would be more than happy to give someone an hour of my time to say, well, this is what I've learnt.
Mm.
You do your own thing. It's most important to be yourself. So it's like any organisation. It's there to help the people that join. You can be a pure listener or you can be a writer. So it's open to everyone.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that people talk about when they come in and talk about Scala, is that the idea of that creation of a community and a network as well.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Festival of Original Music, you've participated, you've been you've had praise heaped upon you as a result of it as well. Praise.
No money, lots of praise.
Lots of praise. Look, we can quantify praise. That would be nice. But what do you say? You mentioned before that you want to encourage people to get involved. How do they go about doing that?
If someone has heard this, and for the next couple of weeks, someone from Scala will be spruiking this, to enter the Festival of Original Music, or FOOM for short, go to scala.org.au, follow the prompts. I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah.
That sound official.
Follow the prompts. Yeah.
You go through, they'll tell you all the channels. There's a money entry. It's not much at all. I think it's about $15 to enter, which helps Scala produce the whole event. You can be a songwriter, you can be a composer, or you can be a lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
You can send in a finished product, fully professionally recorded. There's a category for that. Or you can send a song in as a demo, which could be you and guitar. Or you could enter the live one like I did and sing on the night.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It sounds wonderful, and it sounds like they're catering to people at different stages in their music career as well.
And sometimes the best songs you write are when you're just starting out, because you're a white blank page. You're not doing the boring old E to A to B, etc. You know, so it's, don't be embarrassed. If you think you've got something, enter. You may not win, but you may get an encouragement from one of the judges. And next year you might, but you're participating. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and just from the experience, something else might, you know,
absolutely,
might come about. Yeah, as well. Yeah. Where can people go to keep up to speed with you, and you have upcoming gigs?
I sing with a girl called Marta Bailey, so we're in a duo called Andy and Marta.
Yes.
And we don't do a lot. We love singing together, but we're not professional, so we do it. If a gig comes up, we do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing really planned at the moment. Mm-hmm. We are playing at the Flurio Folk Festival.
Oh, beautiful.
Which we've done, fortunately, for the last, I think, 8 years now in a row, which we're... That's a beautiful festival. Mm. In Wollonga, close to town, drive down for the day, very good acts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, shall we wrap things up with another song?
Well, I deliberately chose this. I wrote this about a month ago, and this is to let any budding songwriter, you say, what do you write about? Where do you get inspiration from?
Mm.
And I wrote this song. I live in the city on Wright Street. So I had the blinds up and I could see the world going by. And I was a little bit bored.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I'll write a song exactly what I'm doing right now. So you don't need any inspiration for that.
Yeah.
You could be sitting at a desk. Mm. You could be drinking a cup of coffee. So just for an exercise,
yeah,
I'll write a song. So, folks, this is exactly as my day went. And it's a legit song.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Bridge Over Troubled Waters or yep. MacArthur's Park. It can be something very simple. So here we go. I close my eyes in the middle of the day, and I let the time drift away. Time is like an old dog lying in the sun. Lazy thoughts come, I'm disturbing no one under the sun. I let the day roll away. I have my thoughts, a few each day. Time is like an old dog lying in the sun. Lazy thoughts come, I'm disturbing no one under the sun. The world goes by at such a pace, I'm watching it all, I wouldn't change place. Time is like an old dog lying in the sun. Lazy thoughts come, I'm disturbing no one under the sun. Pretty
lovely.
Boring day that day.
Well,
I
no.
Well,
it's like
not
quite, it's,
a lot happened, Lisa.
No, it's quite a mindful exercise, though. I think that's one of the exercises where you're meant to just take stock and just notice. If you just stop and notice five things around you and just clock where you are in relation to them, you know, it's quite a calming exercise as well. So
it's a beautiful John Lennon song called "I'm Only Sleeping."
Oh,
it's exactly the same thing. So if someone goes onto YouTube, I'm Only Sleeping, it's just magnificent.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Andy, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure talking and hearing your music and hearing you talk about Scala and its upcoming Foom Festival. So, yes, I throw my two cents in to, you know, get people involved.
Well, if I've enthused one person to enter, my work has been done.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot more. Thanks, Lisa. Thoroughly enjoyed it.